You're listening to the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. And now, here's your host, Matt Jones.
This is Ethan Westerman here at the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club. Today on the show, we're going to have first-year Arkansas women's basketball coach Kelsey Music. She's going to talk about her program and her transition to coaching the Razorbacks. And then we'll have a Q&A with Music and a couple of her players, Yvette Mayberry and Ashlyn Clarkson. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Kendall King, we're proud of over four decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Just going to give you a little rundown. Some of you might have heard some of my story, but just going to, you know, kind of give you a little quick tidbit to get to know me better. And then I'm definitely going to bring up two of my players, Yvette Mayberry and Ashlyn, and they're both going to come up and hopefully answer some questions for you. I don't think they're too nervous, but we're just blessed to have them on our team. So when I first got the – well, let me go back. So I started my career, right – I played college basketball at Cameron University in Lawton, Oklahoma. I'm originally from a tiny town in western Oklahoma called Canton. There's about 500 people in my hometown. There's definitely more cattle than there are people. But a great place to be from and to be able to go home. There's not a fast food restaurant. There's no stoplight. So if you blink, you could miss the town. But I call it home, and it's a blessing to be able to go back and see my family there. Grew up, my mom was a high school coach. When I got to be about a seventh grader, she kind of stepped back and just went into teaching. So being in a small town, she didn't want us, me and my sister's 3 years younger than me, to be coached by her. So she brought in a lady by the name of Mrs. Gore. Mrs. Gore played for Karen Edgar Knight, Bobby Knight's wife. She was went to school at Lomega, which is smaller than Canton, and she played at SWASU. So I always joke that I played for Bobby Knight's clone in high school. So that's a true story, though. After that, I played college basketball at Cameron. When I first got to Cameron, they had recruited 12 true freshmen my freshman year. So you can imagine what that was like. We only won 5 games my first season. By the time I left as a senior, we had only lost 5 games that year and made it to the first national tournament in program history. I like to think that that's kind of where my rebuild pedigree came from. I learned how to rebuild even at the college level as a player. Went to Fresno State. I learned a lot. I was a Dobo. I went back to Canton and coached high school basketball 5th through 12th grade for 2 years. Went back to Fresno State, was a Dobo, and then an assistant. I was in my mid to late 20s. The job at SWASU came open, and I remember I'd always wanted to be a head coach. So that job came open. It's 45 minutes from my hometown. I thought, I'm going for this. This would be great. I get to go back to Oklahoma. I can be a head coach. This will be awesome. And my boss at the time, he was like, you're probably not going to get it. You're too young. It's probably not going to work out. I was like, oh, okay, well, thanks for the confidence, but it's fine. I'm going for it anyways. And, lo and behold, Coach Thurman, he called me back and offered me the job. I remember I showed up back in western Oklahoma, didn't have an assistant, was over there by myself, walking this, raggedy old gym because we hadn't built the new event center yet. And just had to jump right in. I didn't have help. And the one thing I can say is being able to coach at that level, and I loved it. I loved being a Division II coach. Being at that level, it teaches you a lot because I drove the people mover. I swept the floor. I've done the laundry. So I think it just helps prepare you because I've surrounded myself with other coaches, in my opinion, on my staff currently, and none of us are scared to roll our sleeves up and do whatever we need to make it better for our players or for the people around us. And I think when you genuinely run it in a family-type atmosphere, I think that it's a very successful way to be. I got to coach at SWASU for, almost 14 years, loved every minute of it, coached in a national championship game in 2019. We won 35 games in a row that year. We went undefeated in conference play. Phenomenal year for us. I had two All-Americans. it was just a great experience, and being able to be so close to home was phenomenal. And that next year, so we won it the next year, you know, I can't get any D1s to play me in 2019 because we're pretty good. So the next year, Tulsa decides to play us in the 2019-2020 season, and I'd lost my two All-Americans, and we ended up beating them on their home floor. So we won 5 straight championships in a row. And then the opportunity came up at ORU, and I felt like if the door opened and it was meant to be, God would lead me through the door, and it worked out. And I got the opportunity to coach at ORU for 3 years, which has led me to be here at Arkansas. I met my husband in 2011. Or we got married in 2011. I met him when I first got to SWASU. He was actually the strength coach at SWASU. So he kind of went out on his own and kind of did some private training after that. I inherited two stepchildren at the time of our marriage, Keenan and Amariah. And then we had Maddox, who is now 12, and Titus, who is 9. You'll see them at most of the games. What a lot of people don't know is Keenan actually passed away in 2021. He was 18, and Amariah is a freshman at Central Missouri. She plays basketball there. So it's kind of neat that she is able to be able to play basketball. I think one of the biggest things is she gets to do something her brother never got to do, and that's extremely important to her. And then Maddox and Titus go to school at Farmington. It was a battle between Farmington and Fayetteville, but you know, my Farmington Cardinals over there won. So they love it. They're both big time basketball players. You know, obviously school is important, but for my boys, you know, whatever basketball team they can be on, trumps a lot of things. So they get to play. You'll see Titus. Maddox is about 5'8", 5'9", for a sixth grader, so he's kind of big. And then Titus has long hair. So if you ever see the long-haired boy out there dribbling on the court, you'll know it's Titus. And if you ever want to hold a conversation, he'll talk your leg off about anything you want to talk about. So obviously, as we embark on this new journey here at Arkansas, just to kind of talk about my pillars and, you know, the rebuild is obviously something that is, I like a challenge, I guess. So I'll take it any day. But being able to have the opportunity to be in the SEC, to be able to coach at the University of Arkansas is definitely a dream job. I think the other thing I like is, you know, most people probably don't think that I should probably be here, if you want to be brutally honest. I didn't take the normal path that a lot of coaches have taken to get to where I'm at. Like I said, I've coached fifth grade basketball all the way up to now I'm at the University of Arkansas. So I can say I've done a little bit of everything in that aspect. But I do appreciate the fact that I've had to earn it, and I've had to work extremely hard to get to where I'm at. And I don't take that lightly. And I am definitely blessed by the opportunity that I have, and I don't take it for granted. Just being here, like I said, I want to run my program like a genuine family. My pillars are faith, family, and fearless. And the biggest thing we want to lay is our culture and our foundation, and instilling that in our players. I want them to know that you know, we have to have faith. We are going to be a family no matter what. I genuinely love my players on and off the floor. Am I going to coach them hard? Ask them. Absolutely. I'm going to coach them hard, and I'm going to push them. But they'll also tell you that I genuinely care about them in all aspects of their life. I tell a recruit I want them to leave our program better mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally in all aspects of your life. The moment you step on campus, when you leave, I want you to be better. I want you to be ready for whatever life throws at you. And I always say life's not fair and life's not easy, but I want my players to also have that fearless attitude. I feel like this world, especially in young people, this world is going to steal their joy, or it's definitely going to try. It's going to steal their joy, and it's going to try to steal their confidence. And I want to give it back to my players. I want them to be confident. I want them to be fearless. I want them to have joy in what they do, because it can be taken from us in a split second, and life is hard. And I want to teach them life lessons. We call them music lessons now. I put a little twist on that for Fuller, I think. We call them music lessons. I do promise I will not sing, though. There are only two places I can sing, and that's at church when the music's really loud, at praise and worship, and in my car with my son. I can really sing then, but no one wants me to sing up here, I promise. But my music lessons are life lessons that I want to try to instill in my players to maybe when 10, 15 years from now, they can look back and maybe it's some story or one of my one-liners or a moment that we had to talk about in practice, that because basketball teaches you so much about life. And I want them to be able to translate that and to be better than when they left our campus, like I said, better than when they got to our program, that they're stronger mentally, physically, in all aspects of their life, that they're better than when they got here. And obviously we want to win along the way. That's definitely, I mean, I prove, if you check my track record, I promise I've turned programs around. And obviously winning is a part of that. I'm super competitive. I'm on them all the time about competing. I tell them it doesn't matter if I playing my kid 2-on-2. I'm trying to beat him. I don't care. You know, we're playing to win. But life is all basketball. Being able to be a coach is also bigger than just wins and losses, because it's about the journey. And that's what they're going to remember when they leave our program one day. They're going to remember the journey and how they were treated and what we helped them, how we helped them grow and how we helped them mature and the life lessons that they were able to take from these moments of being on this team. And I hope that they never forget it. You know, I love looking back and seeing some of my former players. You know, one of my former players just had a baby yesterday, and I love watching how they grow and how they become wives, mothers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, whatever life has for them. I love that, you know, maybe had a small portion in helping them be a little bit tougher, a little bit stronger, a little bit more grateful for whatever whatever portion of life they're in right now. So that's kind of a little bit about our program and what we're trying to do. Again, pillars, faith, family, and fearless, laying in that culture. When we talk about basketball, I'm going to run a high-octane offense. We're going to play fast. One of my goals is to score. It always has been. Last year when I was at ORU, we were eighth in the nation in scoring as a mid-major. We were, we averaged, I think, about 83 points a game. Our goal is 80 to 85 points a game. We want to play fast. We want to put a good product on the floor, because if we have high quality basketball players that are also high character young women, you're going to want to come and watch that, because they're going to play really hard for you. That energy and that passion that I coach with, they're going to play with for four quarters. You know, no matter what, they're going to play extremely hard. I've lived and died by the dribble drive. I've kind of tweaked it and made it my own over time. I love the dribble drive. I think my players really do enjoy the style in which we play, because it allows them to have the freedom to utilize the abilities they've worked their entire life to get them to where they are. They get to put those on display and share the basketball and do things at a really high level and a really high rate. So again, high octane offense. We're going to run a lot of man-to-man. I always say we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere, any place. The good thing is we get to play some of the best on a night out and night in basis in the SEC. And is it going to be a challenge? Absolutely. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. But, you know, anything in life worth having is usually hard, and it's usually not easy. Those little music lessons that we talk about, I think the one the other day, I'll give you a quick one. I gave them each a rock. It's a small rock. It wasn't huge. I told them, I said, well, put it in your shoe. I said, sit down, put that in your shoe, tie your shoe back up, and stand up. They're like looking at me like, man, she's crazy today. So I put that rock in their shoe and stood up. I was like, all right, you guys ready to practice? Like, coach, we have a rock in our shoe. You know, maybe one of them couldn't really feel it. A couple of them could feel it a little bit more depending upon which rock you got. And I said, but that's usually what stops us in life or causes us, you know, maybe we're having a bad day. It's usually little things, right? It's usually little things in life that you know, kind of halter us. Or what are some little things that I challenge them? What are some little things in your life that are stopping you from reaching your goals or your aspirations or whatever we're trying to get done, not maybe in this day, but for our season? What are some little things? You know, maybe putting your phone down a little bit sooner, you know, maybe being more on time, maybe getting up more shots, maybe worry, maybe it's some anxiety. What are some little things that we can push to the wayside and let go of to where we can get better? But usually it's something small, right? Usually it's some of the small things, and all those small things add up and it turns into something big. So that was one of our little music lessons. I let them take the rock out and we practiced after, but you know, just some different lessons to just trying to bring it full circle and just kind of help him relate it to life to the best of our ability. So again, I'm excited. you know, so far, I'll be honest, I love Fayetteville. I love being a part of the University of Arkansas. It's definitely a dream. It's definitely a blessing and a huge opportunity. Again, I'm grateful for my staff. I think we've put together a really amazing staff, and I couldn't be more grateful or blessed to have each and every person on my staff that helps us on a daily basis. And I'm extremely excited about my team. We have 5 returners from last year. We kept 3 of the freshmen that the previous staff had signed, and we have 5 players that transferred in. So we're extremely excited about, you know, not just our culture, but each and every player that is on our roster. We're extremely excited to have them to be a part of our family here at the university. So with that being said, I think we're going to open it up to some questions.
At Kendall King, we're proud of over 4 decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Welcome back. I want to tell you about our friends at Bentonville Glass. Serving its community since 1971, Bentonville Glass is committed, professional, and versatile. Looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas? Looking for skilled craftsmanship? Choose Bentonville Glass for all your glass market needs with the highest quality products. You can come by and see them at 507 South Main in Bentonville or online at bentonvilleglass.com. Now to the Q&A. They had a primetime at the Palace event with the men's and the women's team, and there's a photo of Coach and Coach Calipari afterward. And in the back, there's a little photo bomber. Mm-hmm. You threw up a peace sign and the tongue out?
I don't think his tongue was out. I think he was grinning.
Okay, well, it was the
but
first
he did photo vomit with his big old dimple.
Well, how this will work, I'll ask all of you individually some questions, and then we'll turn around to some fun ones for everybody to answer. But we'll start with Coach Musick. You're in your first year leading the program, of course. What's been the most rewarding part of the transition so far?
I think, to me, being able to practice with my team, they're the most rewarding part to me, to be able to see their growth, to see them change as they're adapting. So, you know, some of them are adapting to a whole new university, a whole new town, a whole new way of life. And so seeing them adapt and grow and come together as a unit and a team has definitely been the most rewarding to me.
We'll go to Yvette now. Yvette, just being one of the veterans on the roster, being a transfer in, which, I mean, Yvette Mayberry, anybody recognize the last name, first of all? Lee Mayberry's daughter, Yvette. We had a story in our recent Hogs Illustrated basketball preview, and Yvette, I think I've already joked with her that I've done like 4 interviews with you at this point, so we've made up for lost time that this is Yvette's first season on the Hill. But you're one of the veterans. You carry a lot of, you know, the weight of your dad's last name. How have you kind of juggled all that getting into new surroundings?
Juggled it by not putting too much pressure on myself, just trying to have fun, and not taking it for granted. I'm just grateful to be here. It's like a dream come true to be able to put on a number 11 Arkansas jersey. So just embracing it and not putting too much pressure on myself.
And then Ashlyn, it's a big jump for you, just like Coach Musick, coming from the JUCO ranks to the SEC. Just from doing that, making that jump, what are some of the biggest things that you've noticed just in the difference of, you know, being a part of a program like that or practices or all the above?
It's definitely different. I have experienced better competition, better coaching, being able to have every source to help me grow as a player, and it's been a great experience for me.
We'll go back to Coach Musick. Just what made the Arkansas job stand out to you? And how have you worked to put your stamp on things kind of early?
Definitely the fact that obviously it's in the SEC, so it's one of the top, to me it's one of the top jobs in the nation. And then the other fact that it's still not far from my home state of Oklahoma, so it is within driving distance to get back to see, you know, my grandma's 97 and she's still living, and to be able to go see my grandma and to see my parents who all still reside in my hometown. So that is definitely appealing as well. So to be close to them, but I think the University of Arkansas, I think the one thing that I also is appealing is I always say, or I think other coaches say this as well, when you represent the University of Arkansas, you don't just represent the university, you represent the entire state. And I love that. I love that everyone in the state backs the Razorbacks, and I think that that is a really special thing, and it makes it a very special place and a very special draw, and I don't take that for granted either.
This one will be for both of you, so we'll take turns. But what's one thing Coach Music has emphasized in practice that's kind of resonated with you?
Being competitive. Compete. We hear that the whole practice. Like, everything is a competition. The sprints, the layups, the free throws, everything is competition. So that definitely is one of the biggest things, I think.
I would say the same thing, really, the competition and just competing. Like, we want to win. Like, nothing just comes easy, so you have to fight for what you want.
We'll go back to Coach Music. You've built successful programs before from the ground up. What's the biggest key to building a winning culture at Arkansas?
I think laying the foundation and staying true to who you are. So, you know, we're gonna do it the right way. We want to lay the foundation, like I said, with our culture and bringing in high quality basketball players and high character young women. And I think that when you do it the right way, it's gonna withstand the test of time. You know, you can build something fast, but it's like building a house. If you skip steps, it's not gonna be done right. You got to do it the right way, and you can't skip steps and try to have, you know, it's not always gonna be immediate. Some things take time. But, you know, building a dream house is going to take a little bit of time in your life. Building something, you know, having a strong marriage, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. All of those things take time, and I think that when you do things the right way, and I've been able to do that before, I think that we'll have the opportunity to do it here. We have the resources, we have the fan base, and we have everything that we need. Now we just got to get it done.
This is going to be kind of a funny question for both of you. If Coach Music had to join the team in drills, which one would she dominate in and which one would she struggle in?
Anything with extra cardio, right?
Which I've seen one of their practices. Coach will get involved.
Get out there and dance.
Yeah, I think she would dominate the shell drills. Yeah, she would dominate the shell drills. And I feel like she would struggle with the sprint she makes us do, all the running. I think she would struggle with that.
Man, spot on. My cardio isn't what it used to be. I apologize. I'll work on that. Why? I'll work on it.
It's always funny, though, watching your coach make you run, and then you're like, you come do this.
No. In my defense, I always tell them from the get-go, I will never make them do something I've never done. That is one rule that I have. If I've never done it personally, I'm not ever going to make them do it. So even the bands that I make them wear, head coaching job at SWASU, and we got the bands. I put them on and went through the exercises I wanted my players to do. So I will never make them do something that I've never personally done. So.
Speak on that. Just how does that impact you being a former player, how you can coach your team?
I think it helps me allows me to be able to coach them harder and just be real raw, authentic, and honest with them, because I can say that I've been there. I totally understand. And like I said, when I really would never make them do something I've never done, I always tell them there are some things that my coach has made me do you don't want to know about. But just that they have that trust and that belief that you know, that I'll back up what I'm saying. And I think that, you know, words are one thing. I always, you know, I am from Oklahoma, and I think a handshake still matters. And if you say you're going to do something, and I tell them all the time, I'll never make them a promise I can't keep. If it's not something I can't get done, I won't make them that promise.
For both of you, we'll start with you, Ashlyn, and then you, Yvette. Everybody knows team chemistry can kind of make or break, like how the team is, but how would y'all describe the locker room right now, how it is?
In the locker room, I think we all have a great relationship. On and off the court, we all try to make plans to hang out with each other. Our chemistry is great on and off the court. And yeah, we all just really care for each other and all want us to succeed in everything.
I can piggyback off what she said. I mean, we all just get along. I mean, I know for me, I look at being here like it's bigger than me, like it's for my teammates and it's for my coaching staff, because they mean that much to me in this short amount of time. So yeah, we all just care about each other and just want to see each other do well.
Coach, since you've gotten here, of course you recruit a roster and you put all these pieces together, but until you get on the court, you don't always know exactly what you have. Just what have you learned about the team since practice has started that have surprised you, maybe in a good way?
I think their resilience and the resilience in their coachability. They're all willing to be coached hard, and they all show up willing to learn because everybody's learning, from my staff all the way down to, you know, to the team. And, you know, even our support staff is learning. We're learning each other. But I think just the simple fact that they're very coachable and they're willing to work hard and put it on the line every day is definitely something that I'm grateful for and impressed with.
Ashlyn and Wybett, what's something that you worked on in the off season in your own personal game?
For me, I've always played inside, so I wanted to work more on being able to shoot, drive, and be able to be more of a combo guard and instead of just playing inside. So I tried working on that.
For me, I was coming off of a surgery. So for me, it was working on getting my strength back up so I'm able to play for this upcoming season.
Coach, I want to give you a second just to talk about these two and what they bring to the team and what you've liked most about getting to start coaching them, because this is y'all's first year together.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I think they're both extremely mature, but I like the fact that they're both leaders in their own right. I think the one thing that, you know, every individual and every player is different, but I like the fact that they're both very mature. They work really hard, you know, and they utilize their strengths, but they're willing to work on their weaknesses at all times. But I love the fact that they're leaders. They bring it every day, and they do want to win. And the other thing is we want players that want to be Razorbacks, and both of these young ladies want to be Razorbacks. They want to be here. They want to represent the university. They want you to come watch them. They want to play hard for you, and I think that that's very impressive to me.
What are traits that you want all your teams to be known for?
I apologize. I think our culture, being, having, you know, faith, being a family, and being fearless, and then, you know, our energy and our effort and our passion, those things I want to be displayed. So no matter what happens in the game, that you, if you're sitting in the bleachers and you're watching us play, no matter what, that's a given. You know that those things are going to be put on display night in and night out, and we're going to work really hard. And they've all bought in, and they're all in, and I love that about my team.
For both players, Coach gave one of her music lessons. Are y'all, do y'all have any others that you could tell us? Or are those kept secret?
I would say my favorite thing that she does is, like, she'll tell us the play that we're running, and then, like, afterwards, like, we call out, she's like, and don't screw it up. That's, like, my favorite thing, because it's, like, perfect. Like, that's exactly what I need to hear before. Like, no, seriously, like, genuinely, like, that's my favorite thing that you say.
I do have a light up thing in my office that says don't screw it up, because I had a GA once that was working for me, and I said it so much that she got it printed on, like, it, you know, it's just a little light up screen that has don't screw it up, so it sits by my computer. So that was a good one. Why?
What happens when you do screw it up? What's Coach like?
She's gonna give us one of her speeches first, and then after that she's like, okay, if that's what you want to do, we're just gonna run. I'm just gonna run for the rest of the practice. I don't want to see it no more. We're just gonna run. So then normally after that we pick it up.
That's the truth.
Sounds like that. I get it done. All right, some fun questions now, if everybody will answer. Who is the funniest person on the team?
Probably Danica. She.
Is this a unanimous 3-0 Danica? Okay, sweet. This is two fun questions just for the players. If Coach Music wasn't coaching basketball, what do you think she'd be doing?
A business lady of some sort, maybe like working at a corporate office or something.
Okay. I don't know. I can't think of probably that, honestly. I don't know.
Okay, also for the players, who on the team would win a three-point contest, and then who thinks that they would win but definitely wouldn't?
I think Jenna would win a three-point contest, and would think they would win, but wouldn't.
Or do y'all not have any really big-headed?
Yeah.
All right, that's great. Yeah. Most teams, you have the person who thinks that they would win.
No.
What's a small moment off the court that's made y'all just proud of something, like how the group has come together? This can start with coach and then the other two as well.
I would say off the court, just like they said, like the locker room is, they do get along, and obviously they're in there, so they can speak for that. But just the way that, you know, before practice or any time we have a recruit in, or we've had so many people, you know, come and watch us practice, and the fact that, you know, I'll tell them they need to go shake people's hands or say hi, and now they do it on their own, and it's who they are, and they represent our program at a very high level and very well. But, you know, just the fact that they're willing to have fun, you know, like we had a team dinner at my house right before season started, and, you know, sometimes you can have teams that are like, you know, they dread being together, and they enjoy it. They enjoy, you know, getting a tour from Titus, or, you know, playing catch with Maddox or whatever. They're very inclusive, and to my children as well, and I think that speaks very highly of them, because children can tell, you know, they can tell if you're nice or if you're genuine, and these ladies are that, and they're, like I said, they're high character young women, and I think that just being able to be together off the floor and we have fun is very special.
For everybody, what's your message you give to fans who are thinking about coming out to Bud Walton this year about what they're going to see?
Go buy your tickets, for starters.
A message I would say is, we're going to try our best. We're going to go hard, like, the whole game, like she said, four quarters. And we're going to give it our all. Like, win, lose, or draw, like, we're not going to give up. No matter what, we're gonna play hard, and we're gonna play together for each other, and expect a lot of energy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely make it fun and play hard. So, yeah.
Sweet. Well, I guess before we wrap this up, does anybody out here have a question that they want to ask anybody? We have a few minutes. Normally, if Brad Dunn was here, we would for sure have some. We have one from Chip.
When you're getting players out the portal, and I know you're trying to find players that
I mean, thank goodness, so far I really haven't had someone that has just, you know, come in and not been who I thought they were, for the most part. I would say there could have been a player or two maybe at my previous stop that maybe didn't pan out the way we exactly wanted, but it didn't mean that they weren't still, like, good kids. They might not have just fit the system exactly the way we wanted. I think when you do recruit out of the portal, it happens so fast. So you have to do a really good job of just doing your best of trying to research and talk to the right people, but you also have to move so quickly. So to a certain extent, it is a slight gamble, but I think recruiting to our system is going to help us, and not just recruiting, you know, this person is supposedly good at this, or just because this person's a good player, that they truly fit our system and our culture, because if they fit our system, they're going to be able to produce better on the floor for us.
We have one up here.
What's the single most important thing that the fan base can do for y'all?
Show up. Just come give us a chance. You know, I know change isn't easy, but just give these ladies a chance. I promise you won't be disappointed, and you're going to want to come back for more. And then you're going to tell your friends, and eventually we're going to be able to pack Bud Walton. If you give us a chance, and then you talk about us, which I know you will in a good way, I promise, we're going to be able to put fans in the stands, and we will impress you. We won't depress you.
Sweet.
So I tell them all the time, too. I said, impress me, don't depress me.
This will be the last one.
Talk about your schedule. I glanced at it, but talk about your schedule this year, not just the conference. We know that, but who are you playing in the non-conference?
You know, we have an exhibition game October 30th, so that's coming up really fast. So we still have a lot to put in and get better at. And then we play Louisiana Tech is our very first game November 4th. We have an elementary game November 7th, so that's an early morning game. So if you do come to that, you might want to pack your earplugs. It'll be really loud, but we're excited. Titus's class is coming, so he's pretty stoked to be able to bring his whole entire class to Bud Walton. So that's always a fun game. We play Arkansas State, right, Coach? Right after Christmas. So I think we have a really good lineup. Coach Shy helped me put the schedule together. It was kind of, some pieces were already put in place prior to my arrival, and she was able to help me get that done. So we're excited about our non-con. I think it's just going to help us prepare. And we have to be a better version of us, is what I tell them all the time. We have to be a little bit better every single day. I compare it to climbing a mountain, you know? We want to climb the mountain and get a little better each day. We don't want to backslide. We want to just continue to climb. We want to be playing our best basketball come February and March. And I think this non-con will help prepare us for those moments.
Sweet. Well, if everybody will give them a round of applause for coming up here and joining us. Thank you all so much. With that, I think Alyssa. Thanks again for tuning in. Tomorrow we'll be back in the studio with Matt Jones for another show. Hope you have a great day, everybody.